This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big. And I worked as a recruiter for more than 40 years, and now I coach executives into new roles. And I also have a site called JobSearchCoachingHQ.com with curated information, plus the ability to ask me questions about any aspect of your job search. Again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, this is a show about behavioral interviewing, which is the fashion among employers when they start the interview. And it explains why the questions work. I hope you find the show helpful and you give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. And by the way, I have another show called Job Search Radio. This one, No BS Job Search Advice Radio, is focused on interviewing for 2017. My other one, Job Search Radio, deals with everything else related to job search, whether that's resume writing, LinkedIn profiles, whether that's, I don't know, salary negotiation. You know, everything in a job search is on Job Search Radio. So I hope you subscribe to that one as well, because between the two, I cover a lot. So with that, let's get going. I was asked a question about why do behavioral interviews work? Now, what is a behavioral interview? A behavioral interview basically is the type of interview where it starts off with, tell me about a time when you know, the one where you're able to tell stories. Now, even the toughest question, you can get the answer on the web. Like, I've got a ton of them at my website. If you go to thebiggamehunter.us and click the tab that says tough interview questions, I've got, you know, videos that cover so many of these questions, yet job hunters don't spend the time practicing. You don't spend the time learning how to answer these questions, and you don't spend the time in review. Just like you don't spend the time, you know, answering simple questions like, tell me about yourself. You think you should just walk in and wing it. So that's why employers use this question, because so many job hunters are just too lazy to take the time to be a champion. Now, I'm going to use the metaphor of an athlete. When you think a pro football team comes out on the field that they haven't practiced repeatedly all these same plays for years, that a baseball player hasn't spent time in a batting cage learning how to hit, that they don't practice the defensive plays with cutoffs in order to execute them, yet you think you can go on an interview and just show up. So do the smart thing. Start learning how to answer these questions. After all, great athletes are paid millions and millions of dollars to practice how to perform. Entertainers, singers, actresses and actors, they're paid millions of dollars in order to execute on the stage and allow them to be loved by an audience and to make their performance credible. And you show up on an interview never having rehearsed your lines. Does that make a lot of sense to you? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.